Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Welcome to Revive Her, a transformative space where we break down walls to unearth the incredible power that lies within every woman. We're your hosts, Haley and Noel.
Dive into candid conversations about entrepreneurship, faith, and relationships, and the journeys that define us. Are you ready?
All right, welcome back, Revivers. I'm excited for this episode because this is something that both of us hear all the time in our industries and our jobs. And it's, how do I make more money? I'm struggling. Help me, I'm poor. My content's not converting. Yeah. So we are going to tell you 10 habits that are keeping you poor and how to fix them.
These are going to step on everyone's toes, I feel like, in the best way. Because even for me, these step on my toes a little bit. And I'm like, ooh, I need to get a little better at these things. So I'm excited to share this wisdom with you all today.
Okay. So the first habit that is keeping you poor is treating your business like a little side hustle instead of an actual company. Ooh. Now, it may be a side hustle and it may be something that you have a full-time job and you do this on the side, but you can still treat it like a company and a real business and not a side hustle. If you don't operate with a plan, with a budget, with boundaries, you are going to stay in survival mode forever. So it's all about mindset here, but also it's all about systems and your actions behind it. So while it may be a side job, and maybe it's not, if you're acting, this is what the only thing that you do, and you're still treating it like a side hustle, you definitely gonna be poor. So how to fix it is, if you have not done so yet, register your business officially, get an LLC, get a sole corp, get an EIN number, all the things, get it actually registered as a business. Do that properly. Step one, if you haven't done that, you need to be doing it. Okay. Second is block off a weekly, you can call it a CEO hour, a planning hour, a systems hour, whatever you want to do. Block off an hour to review your numbers, your goals for your business, strategies, workflows, just all of the back end things in your business. You need to be reviewing that every week to see, hey, does it need to be tweaked? Is something need to be better? Is it doing good? Just a quick check in with that. Three, create a system. If you have clients, we all have clients in some capacity if we have businesses, but you might have to onboard them. You might need a content calendar. I know a lot of Noelle's people, well, if you're on social media at all, you need a content calendar. You need something for content. You need a sales process instead of winging it. Like, you can't just wake up one day and be like, okay, what am I in the mood to do? What am I going to sell here? What am I going to post here? Like, you're it's going to keep you poor if you don't have a system. And then give yourself a title. Do you know what you even are in your business? Are you a strategist? Are you a copywriter? Are you an influencer? Are you a marketer? Like, what are you? If you if you don't even know what you are, you cannot market yourself in your business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was me for a really long time. Because I'm like, what am I here? And when people say, oh, and this is funny because I really got good at this when my kids got older in school, and people are like, what do you do for a living? And I'm like, what do I do for a living?
And that,
like,
bleeds into, people can't trust you if you don't even know what you're doing, you know?
And you're like, I do everything. And they're just like, what?
So yeah,
I agree with that. Okay. Number two, this is the second habit that is keeping you broke. It is making emotional money decisions. Mm. So whether it's hiring out of panic, whether it's impulse buying tools, or this is a biggie, underpricing out of guilt. We have all done this. Mm-hmm. We have all done this. It's emotion-led money choices. Those crush your profit.
Yep.
And so the fix for that is, use a 24-hour cool-off rule before making purchases or hiring.
Shoo, that requires some self-discipline.
Yes, especially as an entrepreneur, because when things crash down on you, they are heavy. Mm-hmm. They're heavy and everything feels urgent. Mm-hmm. That's something I noticed in my own life. Oh gosh, this is urgent. But Let it marinate. Let it marinate and just ask yourself, is this really urgent?
Yep.
Is this going to matter next week or next month? And ask, does this solve a real problem or soothe a temporary feeling or fear? This is a big one too, because you can easily feel like, oh, I got to get this problem fixed right now. Like, mm-hmm. once again, back to that urgency. So just ask yourself, is this temporary or is this really going to have a lasting effect on my business? And then you need to build a simple spending decision wheel. So some examples are the need, the ROI, and the timing.
Yep.
Next is work with a business finance coach or Money Smart accountability partner to keep you accountable. Mm-hmm. And so I'll give you some advice on this too. There are a lot of incredible books. So if you're like, hey, I'm not ready to hire a business finance coach, you're mm-hmm. not there yet, read a book. Go to Books A Million. There's yeah. so much. I have a book downstairs by Candy Smart, I think is her name. And it's amazing. And she is a business finance coach and she wrote this book. So start there. Read the book and be like, okay, yes, I need this resource. And then as you grow, add that in.
Dude, what a name. Candy Smart. Yeah. I've never heard of that.
No, I think that's her name. I need to go check.
All right. This is one of the biggest is
This is for me.
Yeah, oh, me gosh. Too. Me too. The third thing keeping you broke is avoiding the numbers. And Noelle and I are getting tickled because we we had a bookkeeper on the show. I don't know if you guys caught that episode. If you did not, please go back. There's so much free advice in that episode. Yes. It's incredible. It was with Desi Tax Services. But after that episode, Noelle and I were like, oh, yeah. we're real bad. Yeah. And we hired her. So Desi now does both of our books yes. and our taxes and all the things. But yes. if you do not know your profit margin, your break-even point, your cash runway, if you are not running a business properly with these numbers, you're guessing and it's going to keep you broke.
Yes.
We know this from experience, you yeah. guys. This is not just our opinion. And the fix is use tools like Wave or QuickBooks or... I don't love this idea, but if you can't afford that platform or if it's too complicated, use like Notion or a Google Sheet or something to track your expenses. You mm-hmm. need to be tracking your income and your output, period. Yeah. And then set a day where you log in and you check all of your income and expenses. You check your profit margins. You need to be paying yourself. If you are a sole proprietor, you should be on yeah. payroll. I just learned that. Got Same. On payroll myself Same. And I hate every bit of it. I'm not going to lie to you. Too. I hate it so much. And the last thing is like hire a bookkeeper. Yes. If you can't do it all yourself, if you don't want to do it all yourself, hire a bookkeeper, even if it's just for a quarterly cleanup. If you can't pay them monthly, hire them to come in and do it quarterly and then have someone do your taxes for you. When I tell you, I thought I was doing good because I was doing the bare minimum. I was tracking what I spent. I had an idea of what I made and the expenses. I was using QuickBooks, self-employed. And then once I hired Desi, I was like, I've never seen half of this in my entire life yeah. of having a business. I was shook at the numbers. I don't know how, honestly, y'all, I don't know how I was making it.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
This is something crazy, like talking about it keeping you poor. Whenever I first hired Desi, I was making so much money a month that I didn't even realize mm-hmm. because I wasn't keeping, I was like, money's there. Spend the money or you want to go to Chick-fil-A or whatever.
Yeah.
And so whenever she's like, Noelle, like you're going to owe this much. I'm like, how? Like, how am I going to owe that? But looking at my numbers, I had no idea I was making that kind of money.
Yeah.
Even now, because since then I've dropped a lot of those brand deals and things like that. I'm making much less, but I have much more.
Yeah.
And it's just so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I go back, I'm like, man, how much money could I have if mm-hmm. I just had her yep. this whole time? You know,
seriously. So. And it's just incredible. I thought I was doing okay. Like, that's the thing is you don't yeah. know what you don't
no.
know.
Just
and
winging it.
She helped me so much. And I feel so much better about my finances. It's insane.
Next is, this one steps on my toes, is thinking that hard work equals high income. And so working 14-hour days, it does not mean that you're building wealth. And I'm preaching to myself in this one. But it might just mean that you haven't built smart systems yet. The fix for this is identify your 20% of tasks that drive 80% of your revenue. And so when you're looking at that, you're like, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what I would ask you, what industry are you in? What service are you providing? I always think of my business as a circle. And I did a training on this podcast and a training on this. But like, I think of my business as a circle. And my business always starts with content
mm-hmm.
because that's what I do, right? I create content. And so that is my main task that I have to do that drives
yep.
that 80%.
The biggest revenue.
Yeah. So that might be different for you, but identify that and stop winging it. Because as you wing it, that's how you fall into working those 14-hour days. Yep. And I know because I've lived it.
Yep.
And then batch or delegate admin tasks and focus on offers, visibility, and your conversions.
Because that's what brings in the money.
Right. And so then build leveraged offers. So group programs, digital products, retainers, any type of system that is going to also bring continuous money back into your business. Because that's what you want to. You want a strong ROI. So create a system of operation so you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time.
Yeah, systems will be the make or break of your business. Successful businesses run and thrive on systems. If you do not have a system for every part of your business, you are working harder, not smarter. All right, the fifth thing keeping you poor is undercharging due to the fear of worthiness. Okay. This comes down as like, I just don't think I'm good enough. Like I can't charge more. Like what if people don't want to work with me if I'm too expensive, or I don't know. I just don't feel like I'm that good. Like we've all had that cycle of thought. If your prices make you cringe, it's probably not a pricing issue and it's more of a self-worth issue hiding behind your business model. Do not undersell yourself. And then also do not oversell yourself. There's the extreme on both ends. So the fix is to audit your pricing. Is it aligned with the value of what you deliver and not just your time? I see people get hung up on this. It's like, well, it only took me an hour. Now that I'm good at it, it only takes me 20 minutes. So I really shouldn't charge as much for 20 minutes of work. And it's like, no, you're still doing the same work. You just got more efficient and more productive with it. So it's really more about the value that you're delivering someone. Then collect client results and testimonials as proof of transformation, as proof of how good you are. Showcase that. That's going to build trust in what you do. And it's going to build more trust in your prices, and people aren't going to question your prices. And then that's also for yourself. When you see how good you are at something and you read this feedback and you see the results of what you do, you build some confidence in yourself and you're like, oh, I really can charge more because I'm actually good at what I do. Yeah. Test new prices, beta test things. If you want to raise your prices by a couple $100, $1,000, whatever, test it out, see what people buy, see the feedback you get, see the objections you get, and then see how you deliver it. Just do beta testing and then kind of go from there. And then lastly, use value stacking, which clearly shows everything included. So the price feels like a no-brainer. Huge brands do this. They'll have like a low price, a mid price, and a high price. And then you can see the value of each one compared to each other. Yeah. So if you value stack people, that's going to be really great for your business. People are going to be able to make more buying decisions, basically.
Yeah, usually people upsell, and I would definitely recommend downselling. Mm-hmm. So start with the biggest and show. And so I actually just have a new coach. And whenever I saw the pricing, it's like the one thing included the other thing. Mm-hmm. So like the median, the largest package included the median package as well. And that was for me. I was like, duh. I'm doing both of those for the same price, essentially. Next is refusing to invest in help until you're ready. So that could be delaying a virtual assistant, a CPA, a coach, or software because of fear. And so that fear can keep you stuck in a cycle of burnout and bottlenecks. So the fix for this is start with low risk, high impact investments. So this can be like a project-based help, a systems template, a course with proven results. I know Haley and I both have done this in the very beginning. Mm-hmm. We started with those low risk, high impact investments that weren't so high priced that we still probably couldn't afford at the time, but we still invested in them because it's what we could at the time.
And it was high impact.
Right. Budget a monthly amount for business development and ask yourself, will this save me time, make me money, or remove a bottleneck?
And if that's a yes, then you need to be doing it.
Yes. And then choose investments that help you actually scale your business.
Mm-hmm. And the way that you kind of figure that out is like, if you're going to invest in a coach, what are they going to help you with? Are they going to help you raise your prices and market it? Are they going to help you completely restructure your business model? Are they going to help you come up with new offers? Are they going to help you get a new brand and website? Is whatever you're investing in going to make a positive impact on your brand? If so, do it. If it's like, I don't really know, this is going to be a risk, it may not, You might need to reevaluate that. All right. The next thing keeping you broke is confusing busy work with profit work. And this kind of goes along with the thinking hard work equals high income. Mm-hmm. Being booked doesn't mean you're being profitable. If you're spending all day on Canva and you're still broke, something's off. That's what we talked about in our last episode on AI. Yeah. You might be doing a ton of things, but if you're not making money off of it, you're broke. So a fix for this is ask yourself every day, what am I doing that could bring in money today or this week? And make a list. Is posting on Instagram going to drive revenue, or is it just to make you feel like you did something?
Right.
And then also focus on outreach and follow-ups. Send emails, get in the DMs, talk to people, follow up with old customers. Put yourself out there and actually talk to people, network with people. Mm-hmm. You have to nurture your leads. So if people has shown interest in one of your products or one of your services, but they haven't actually booked with you, nurture them, follow up with them, talk to them, put out content that you know that they're going to really enjoy or that's going to be helpful or educational to them. Create or promote new offers, create or promote your current offers. If you're not talking about what you do, what you provide, what you sell, how's anybody going to know? How's anybody going to buy from you?
Yeah. Ask yourself, are these activities income producing activities? And this is so simple, but this is something I see in a lot of women. They confuse scrolling with profit work.
Yes.
And it's so crazy because it's like, I was on my phone all day and I'm like, okay, well, what were you doing?
Yeah.
Were you just scrolling, getting ideas, or did you actually put the idea in motion and do it yourself? And they're like, well, I was just getting ideas and inspiration. And then you fell into a scroll hole.
Yeah. And then I also see this, like people preach in the online space of like engage. Yes. Like you have to be engaging and to create relationship and community. So if you're scrolling for an hour and you're just flippantly commenting, love this.
So cute.
Yeah.
It's not.
That is not producing any type of income or profit for you, because people see through the quick love this. I've seen people write comments on I was also going to write love this on a post where someone was talking about this really traumatic miscarriage they had. Gosh. And I'm like, you did not even read that post. Nope. And you probably hurt that person's feelings or whatever. That's empty work that is not helping you with your profit.
The next thing is waiting for perfect instead of starting messy. And I see this kills more potential in people, I think, than anything, is feeling like things have to be perfect before you start. But perfectionism kills momentum, and execution beats ideas 100% of the time.
Reach.
So the fix for this is set a 7-day timer to launch a version of your offer, your content, or your idea. Mm-hmm. And with this too is it doesn't have to be perfect. Mm-mm. I think this is where people, I always tell my people, it's presence over perfection.
Yeah.
And if it's you, and if it encompasses you, and it's shared from the heart, share it. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just share it.
And the good thing is you can tweak and make it better as time goes on.
You will. Mm-hmm. You will get better. But in the beginning, you're not going to be the best. You're not going to be the expert. But I will tell you, you're going to be very, very relatable. Mm-hmm. So in the beginning, enjoy that relatability, because as you grow, you lose that relatability.
Yeah.
Truly.
That's good.
So also the next one is embrace the beta testing. So run a first round of messy, get feedback, and then improve.
Which is what we just said. You get to test and you get to make it better.
And remember that success comes from action, not overthinking. Action produces results.
And the other thing is, no matter how good you are in business, no matter how far along you have been in business, whether you're new or you've been in it for 5, 10, 20, 30, 50 years, you are always testing and making things better. That's how businesses are successful.
Yes.
Is they put things out there, they see how it goes, and they're continuously figuring out how to make it better. All of the million-billion-dollar brands that we buy from every single day, that's what they do.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter what scale of business you are, you're still following the same footsteps of what these billionaires do. That is the way to get better and successful at business. All right, number 9 is, oh gosh, this steps on my toes.
This is the one that kept me and Haley awake for 7 days straight after our call with Desi.
Yeah, the 9th thing keeping you broke is not separating business and personal finances. Blurring the lines between your business and your life equals
tax messes, unclear numbers, and money leaks everywhere. Now, we both had business accounts, business checking accounts, personal right. checking accounts. But, you know, we're like, oh, I need a little money for this, take from business account. Yeah. Or like, I need money for this, take from business account. Yeah. And that's really not how you're supposed to do it.
No. And I think of this too. We're not alone. We're not the only two people. No. Because truly, how many entrepreneurs start businesses and they don't come from a family of business owners? So my question is, how are we supposed to know this? Yeah.
Like, when you people aren't talking about it. This is why we're talking about it to you guys.
Nobody told me, hey, you need to do this, until I met Desi and she's like, you need to be paying yourself. And I'm like, I do. I pay myself my whole income. You know? And she's like, no, like, you need to pay yourself a reasonable salary. But like, nobody taught us that.
Yeah.
It's not, that is literally not something people say, hey, you need to do this.
Okay, so the fix for this is, if you have not yet, open a separate business bank account right now when you finish this episode. Go do it. If you do not already have a separate business account, you need to have that, period. Absolutely have to have that.
Yeah.
And then the second one is, you have to pay yourself a regular owner's draw, which we were not doing, did not know we should be doing, but it is going to help you in the long run if you ever get audited, all the things, taxes, and transfer the same amount. And like, you can change that monthly if you want to start low and then give yourself more each month. You can do that. Track your business income and expenses, which is what we told you earlier, and then use a tax savings account and move a percentage of each payment into it. So I use a high yield savings account. That's the best type of savings account for your business stuff. And I'll just move from every time I get paid, I put a certain percentage in that, so I have it for tax time. And I'm not like, oh my gosh, I don't have enough money for taxes.
Yeah.
So I keep that in there. It earns really great interest. So you're making money on it over time. And then you're prepared for when tax season rolls around.
And the last one is, thinking small to stay safe. So playing small might protect your ego, but it also caps your impact and your income. I can relate to this because I think that people always talk about the fear of failure, but people never talk about the fear of success. Mm-hmm. And there is a legitimate fear of success that people feel. And so the fix for this is, rewrite your money beliefs. Mm-hmm. So what have you been taught about money that just isn't true today? And what do you want to be true? This is a biggie for me. Mm-hmm. And this is something that honestly, Drew and I have just started learning lately. And we've been married for over 10 years. So it's like, you can start right now. You can start right now rewriting your money beliefs. Okay, next is, surround yourself with people who think bigger and speak life into your calling. This is such a big one because your circle matters. This is probably the best advice I can give you, is if you want to make more and if you want to build your business, sit with people who are where you want to be.
Yes.
Don't sit with people who are going to bring you down and drag you down. Sit with people who are where you want to be.
Facts.
Set bold, faith-aligned financial goals, even if they scare you. Mm-hmm. Ooh, this is big for me. And I feel like I'm just living proof that you can do this. And I know I said it a minute ago, but you can do this right now. If you haven't been great at this in the past, start now.
That's the thing, is you're setting God-sized dreams, not you-sized dreams.
Right.
Like, we cannot make these miraculous results ourselves. But if you set them, that's a God dream.
And remind yourself that your growth isn't just about you. It impacts your family, your clients, and your future.
Guys, we hope that this has been helpful for you. Take notes, ask us questions, email us, Instagram, all the things, if you have questions about any of this. But I promise you, if you make changes on the 10 things that we have talked about today, you are going to be more successful. So we want to invite you to revive your spirit by meditating on this scripture. It's Isaiah 48:17. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go. This is a beautiful reminder that God wants to lead us into wise decisions and abundance. And no matter what we do or how hard we work, if he isn't in it, it's not worth it. Catch you later.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to rate the show, follow us on Instagram, leave a review on Apple, and check out our website, reviveherpodcast.com.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.